You're listening to SBS News. Germany is reopening with shops back in business, the Bundesliga football given the approval to resume, and schools will gradually reopen in the European summer. Masks will have to be worn in Germany and social distancing maintained. The rate of infection in the country has been low for some time, and Chancellor Angela Merkel has praised German citizens for sticking to lockdown measures.
I would say the current infection numbers mean we have it under control to some extent, but that's always fixed only at that exact moment. With every additional contact, we need to see whether it stays that way. We are now before a phase where a lot more contacts will take place than before.
With so much of Europe shut down, the economic damage has been profound. The European Commission has confirmed the coronavirus pandemic has caused the worst economic shock since the Great Depression of the 1930s. It's predicting what it calls a recession of historic proportions, with a contraction of at least 7.5% across the Eurozone. It says Greece, Italy, Spain and Portugal are likely to be among the worst affected. The EU's Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs is Paolo Gentiloni.
It is now quite clear that the EU has entered the deepest economic recession in its history. The EU economy is expected to contract by a record 7.4% this year, 7.7% in the euro area, more than in 2009. 2009 contraction was around 4.5.
With countries beginning to reopen, the World Health Organization has stressed the need for caution. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there's a danger restrictions that are being lifted might need to be reinstated.
The risk of returning to lockdown remains very real if countries do not manage the transition extremely carefully and in a phased approach. The pandemic has highlighted the importance of strong national and subnational health systems at the foundation of global health security and universal health coverage.
It could be months before mass gatherings such as live theatrical productions are able to be performed. New York's Broadway venues shut on March 12, and the shutdown has been extended until at least June 7. Brisa Cinciro is a Broadway producer and investor.
I think Broadway will be slow to come back. I think it'll be a really exciting time for smaller theaters, for non-traditional venues. I think we'll rethink our definition of what theater is. But I think if anything, this has proven that people have a desperate need for live entertainment.
Broadway producer Brian Morland says lots of work is taking place behind the scenes to work out how to reopen safely.
We come to theater, we come together to co-feel, right? To come together to actually have a shared experience, you know, different from watching something in your home or in your on your computer, something of that particular nature. So yes, there are talks about that already. You know, do we skip every other seat? Do we sell half of the house? Do we do every other row?
President Donald Trump is eager to reopen the United States, but unlike Germany, the pandemic is not contained in the US. Mr. Trump says the COVID-19 pandemic is the worst attack ever on the United States. And he's again criticized China.
This is really the worst attack we've ever had. This is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center. There's never been an attack like this. And it should have never happened. Could have been stopped at the source. Could have been stopped in China. It should have been stopped right at the source. And it wasn't.
The Trump administration continues to promote a theory the coronavirus originated in a lab in Wuhan. It's a theory that's been widely discredited, including by experts in the US, such as Dr. Anthony Fauci. A reporter asked the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to account for two seemingly contradictory statements. On the one hand, he said the US didn't know if the virus came from inside the lab in Wuhan. but also went on record to say that there's enormous evidence the virus came from inside the lab. Mike Pompeo says those two statements are entirely consistent.
We don't have certainty, and there is significant evidence that this came from the laboratory. Those statements can both be true. I've made them both. Administration officials have made them. They're all true. To your point, we don't have certainty about whether it began in the lab or whether it began someplace else. There's an easy way to find out the answer to that. Transparency, openness, the kinds of things that nations do when they really want to be part of solving a global pandemic, when they really want to participate in the things that keep human beings safe and get economies going back again.
China has dismissed these attacks, maintaining the US is just trying to distract attention away from its handling of the outbreak. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.